You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Wanda, thanks for giving me that rocking music. It keeps my toes tapping. We are here with one of the hot realty groups. That's right, when you go to the big real estate companies, you really are going to work with a team in that company. And we are here with Dan Hetchkopf. Did I get that right?
Sure did.
High five to me. That's three in a row. I think I'm going to go to the casino. And his team, Siri. We've got Siri Libin. And my God, I forgot the guy who's, what's his name? What's that guy's name?
Diego Palomo.
That's the guy that's the Jets fan. That's who I go slow for.
The Latin flair.
The Latin guy. Yeah. The guy that brings the panache. Fire. The Fino guy. The Fino guy on the team. He brings the fire. Is that
yes.
it?
Yes.
The fire?
Something like that, Jim.
All right. So I'm going to start with Diego. Diego, what's your favorite neighborhood today just for you, not for a customer? You're moving down to Miami. You got your friend. Where are you telling him to move? Go.
Now, is this to move or to hang out?
Oh, listen to him. Details. Why don't you give me both?
Well, to hang out, I would push them a little bit towards Wynwood. I think Wynwood is a very diverse community with amazing restaurants, amazing artwork. And especially if they're coming from the Northeast, I think they're going to feel a little
Where are they going to live in Wynwood?
Well, not to live. We're saying to hang out.
Oh, okay.
Now, I personally live in Edgewater. I think Edgewater fits my bill.
It's where I live.
Perfect. I think for that.
But I've been there for 30 years. Newcomer.
So I'm right in front of Margaret Pace Park. I think it's a great living.
Oh, that's the spot. That's the spot. Basketball, soccer, people watching, fishing. You got it all right there. And you're walking to a metro station, which means you can get the Dadeland freaking mall.
That's right.
Not that I ever thought about that. Sari wants to add something. Go ahead, miss.
No.
You just wanted to add a smile?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, where's the best place on Miami Beach north of 5th?
Normandy Shores.
Tell me why.
Because it's the last place in Miami Beach that hasn't been developed yet.
So that means there's value plays? There's value plays there?
Yep, it's a hidden gem, and I think in the next 3 years that place is going to boom, and developers are just waiting for government, local government, to allow them to pour in money to North Beach.
Wow, it sounds like you're really hyping that area.
Yep.
Wow, I think it's a place. Oh, you already own property up there. Okay, that's a good thing.
I'm already in.
All right. We had Brett Harris on. He's one of your teammates. He loves that area. He lives there already.
Exactly. Yeah, he's my neighbor.
He's your neighbor?
Yep.
All right. I know other people that are your neighbors, too. I love that street that you live on. It's an amazing street. What do you think, Dan, is the best residential street in South Florida? I'll give you 5, 4, 3
North Bay Road.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Also where I live. I left south of 5th for North Bay Road.
So. Which side do you live on? There's the real question.
Well, I'm not going to answer.
You're moving across the street soon. You're moving across the street soon.
It is a dry lot, but give me a couple years. I'll be on the water.
No, that's okay. I have a lot of friends that made a
lot
of money.
I'm still on North Bay Road. That's all that matters.
Listen, bro, I have friends that bought on North Bay Road in the 60s. My college roommate, that's the only residential house I ever sold was on North Bay Road.
Really?
Yeah, I'll never forget the day. Dave Lombardi ran in with a paper in his hand and said, I'm the buyer. I'm the buyer. He said, who the heck are you? He's my friend now, 20 years later. I love that guy.
I know, too.
I love that guy.
And he's a good family friend.
Oh, see that? Yeah. We all love Dave Lombardi. Mwah. Dan and Brian aren't so bad either. I like them, too. That's the kid. That's the guy's sons, and I love his wife, too. She's amazing, too. So, let's see. Let's talk about buyer trends. Where are the buyers coming from? Where do you guys see your buyers from? We'll start on the end with Sari. Sari, where are the buyers coming from these days? That's okay. You can speak your mind. Don't look at
me. No. We have been seeing a lot of French buyers for North Beach.
Oui.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
From France or from Montreal?
I think France, yes.
Really? Are they fleeing all of the stuff that they're seeing over there? Don't laugh, because they were talking about Turkey yesterday where I was.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not really quite sure because it's just something new that we've been seeing, but we definitely see a lot of French families.
I know a couple
down.
Years ago
Young
there were
families.
A lot of French Jewish people that were leaving because of the things that they saw.
Yes.
I don't want to point a finger at anything like that, so I do want to mention how now that we have direct flights from Turkey, yesterday we were talking with some, I'll just say, developer friends that aren't here today, and they were talking about how they were selling a bunch of units to the people from Turkey, that was one of their big sources that were coming in recently. What other countries are you seeing starting to... Oh, I've got a question. China. We seeing any real Chinese people yet? In the general scheme, not in the buildings that go out and find them and bring them in a boat. But I mean, hey, I just walked in and I'm Chinese. You seen that yet?
Not yet, to be honest.
I'm being honest.
Okay. Not yet, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that flight's there yet, right? I think they
have We don't have the flight yet.
One coming in. What was it? Lauderdale or something? I don't remember.
I'm not sure, but it's not here yet. The Brazilians going to Lauderdale have changed the patterns a little bit.
But something Howard Lorber told us, actually, it might not be that.
Who's that?
He is the chairman of Douglas Elliman. He is the boss man. He's amazing.
Tell me a little bit about him and what he brings to the table.
I'm going to forget everything I was going to say.
I don't care. I don't think it matters. I want to know who Howard Lorber is.
Vector Group. He's amazing. Howard Lorber.
I remember what you were going to say.
Behind the company. That's what he does. Let's see. What was it? Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs.
Yes.
That was him. Even, I think, cigarettes. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you are. I know Vector Group. No, Vector Group was in the tobacco business. I know that.
And he's into development, and the guy's a genius. And one thing he told us was...
Bennett LeBeau. Is he there, too? Is that the guy? The other guy? No.
I think it's possible. Yes. The appeal's not there yet for the Chinese. One thing is they really don't like sunlight in that tropical weather. I heard this straight from my guy. So that's, I think, one of those issues that we're dealing with, to be honest.
So we'll put our official thing over this like we have over to football.
Yeah, it's something to think about. Food for thought.
Wanda, okay. How much more time do we have?
2 minutes, we'll say.
2 minutes. Dos minutos. So I want to, that's right. I want to just ask one last question. Each person, Dan got his. Diego, what do you think is coming next year? What do you see? Just, tea leaves. What do you think? What's coming?
You know, I think a lot of these reports talking about a slowdown or anything like that in our market is could be reporters that are not from this area that are looking at Miami and including Miami Beach. I believe Miami Beach is, it could be correcting itself, maybe getting a little more realistic at the current time. But I think it's only a matter of time that Miami Beach goes back to that unrealistic market where it's booming again.
Sari, you get the last thought, and then I'm going to wrap up the show.
I think the next big place is going to be Coconut Grove. I think North Beach and Coconut Grove, for sure. A lot of people that have lived their whole lives in Miami Beach are now buying homes and townhomes in Coconut Grove.
Yeah, so, I know a lot of those people. Yeah. Work with a bunch of them. All right. So I want to thank you, Sari. I want to thank you, Diego. I want to thank you, Dan. I want to thank Beanie, and I want to thank AJ, and I want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, it wouldn't be possible.